Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
Shorthanded UNC can't continue recent dominance of NC State. This is David Glenn filling in for Art Chansky with Wednesday's Carolina Sports Notebook. Legendary UNC coach Roy Williams once explained that his intense dislike of NC State stemmed from his early years in the North Carolina mountains, when he grew tired of obnoxious Wolfpack fans bragging about their team's relatively brief stretches of success against the Tar Heels for parts of the 1950s and 1970s. Decades later, of course, Williams got his revenge. His 33-5 head-to-head mark against State is by far the best record of any head coach for either school in the 100-plus year history of the rivalry. At one point, Williams even remarked that, quote, he'd rather beat State than eat, unquote. Heading into the Tar Heels' trip to face the Wolfpack in Raleigh on Tuesday night, UNC had an almost two decades long relationship with State that could be described as hammer versus nail. Since 2007, in the past 40 rivalry games, and bridging Carolina's 2021 coaching transition from Williams to Hubert Davis, the Heels had won a whopping 34 games to the Pack's measly 6, representing the most dominant stretch by either school in the rivalry's history. This year's only regular season matchup between the two schools, however, barely got out of the starting gate. There had been some off-season hype for the game, mainly related to State's hiring of provocative head coach Will Wade and the ensuing transfer of UNC big man Van Allen Lubin to the Wolfpack, but the matchup between two of the top half-dozen teams in the ACC never materialized. With UNC missing its two best players, Caleb Wilson and Henry Vessar, against a Wolfpack team that had been vulnerable against opponents with quality big men, it quickly became clear that the Tar Heels were overmatched. Before a hostile crowd, UNC's point guard pairing of Derek Dixon and Kyan Evans looked particularly nervous, and the Heels trailed by double digits even before the second TV timeout, while falling to an alarming 2-5 in true road games this season. The 82-58 final score marked the Tar Heels' largest deficit of the entire season and just their third double-digit defeat of the 2026 campaign, following earlier such losses to Michigan State and SMU. With Wade's rivalry record now standing at 1-0, it's worth noting that the most recent State coach to finish his career with a winning record against Carolina was Everett Case, who retired more than 60 years ago, in 1964, just 3 years after the Tar Heels promoted a little-known assistant named Dean Smith to the top job in Chapel Hill.